Our program, in observance of Purim, continues with the message from Mr. Edward M. M. Warburg. Mr. Warburg.
It is a striking fact that almost all Jewish festivals, whether of joy or of sorrow, are at the same time an occasion for generous giving to those less fortunate. The Feast of Purim, which we celebrate at this season, commemorates the escape of the Jewish population from the destruction plotted for them by the wicked Haman. As we recall the escape of Queen Esther's people, we cannot be unmindful of the threat which now faces so vastly greater a Jewish population overseas. We cannot forget the tormented little children and the shoeless feet with which they come on icy midwinter days to implore a little food, or those hunted and impoverished artisans and workers, small tradespeople, deprived of their bread by forces beyond their control. In giving out of the fullness of our heart and our sympathy for the millions whose eyes are turned to us, we are doing more than keep alive the great Jewish tradition of caring for our own people. Beyond this religious tradition of our faith, we are vindicating something more. For it is as Americans that we are holding out the hand of mercy, of fellowship, and of brotherhood. It is not merely as Jews, but as American citizens, proud of our land of freedom, loyal to its basic rock of human liberty, that we extend something of its blessing across the sea to those who are persecuted and in need. We should be ungrateful for the blessings we enjoy if we did any less. Today, in how many cities of Eastern Europe are there those of our faith who cower in miserable, unheated cellars and garrets? How many are there who are ready and able and eager to work, who have not a drop of milk or a piece of coarse bread to give their hungry children? Do not, I beg of you, think of the work of which I am speaking as mere charity. For the aid which is extended to the Jewish people overseas by the Joint Distribution Committee goes far beyond mere emergency aid. It looks toward that better time when the people who are being helped will again be able to stand as self-respecting people amid a peaceful environment. The Joint Distribution Committee helps train the young for hard work at many trades. It is sustaining the health of the oncoming generations. It is helping to open new industries, to fortify the hard-working artisan and farmer. It is building at the very foundation of Jewish life. This work of the Joint Distribution Committee is something that must command the enthusiasm and support of all of us.
Cantor Jasinovsky and the choir will now sing a hymn of praise, also being sung tonight in synagogues throughout the world.